The European Commission expressed extreme concern about the fighting in Georgia. Addressing a press briefing in Brussels, Commission spokeswoman Christine Lagarde called for Russia to halt its military action immediately.
We consider that the latest developments, such as the crossing of the Georgian borders by Russian troops, change the dimension of the conflict. We therefore call upon Russia to stop immediately all military activity on Georgian territory.
Nagy reiterated support for diplomatic efforts for an agreement to end hostilities that would respect Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The European Commission also announced the release of nearly $1.5 million in what it described as fast-track aid to help cover the urgent humanitarian needs of thousands of civilians affected by the fighting. European Commission spokesman John Clancy told VOA the fighting has displaced at least 30,000 civilians and the number is likely to increase. He said more money for humanitarian assistance would be made available if needed.
We're providing, through this funding of 1 million euros, areas such as basic emergency shelter, tents, for example, or food, or water and sanitation. All these issues need to be dealt with when you have potentially populations on the move.
Clancy called for the parties involved in the fighting to respect humanitarian law and to provide safe passage to civilians fleeing from the fighting. Georgian forces entered the breakaway province of South Ossetia last week in an effort to restore control. The move drew a quick Russian military response. Georgia has agreed to a ceasefire and accuses the Russians of continuing to attack Georgian territory. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.